Shut up! I'm listening to Zdenek's English Podcast.
You're listening to Zdenek's English Podcast, by far the greatest English podcast on earth for English learners since sliced bread. My name is Zdenek, and I'm your host.
Holy shit! This is absolutely insane!
Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Zdenek's English Podcast. My name is Zdenek, as you know, and today I'm recording a really interesting one for you. Let me just get outside of the hotel lobby and start talking to you in a normal way. So, guys, this episode will be very interesting because I'm going to share with you my experience of a typhoon. That's right. 2 days ago, there was a typhoon here in Vietnam. That's where I'm living at the moment. And it left a trail of destruction. I think you will be able to see some of it here. It's 2 days ago, so basically a lot of it has already been cleaned up. I mean, the Vietnamese people, they are really fast in dealing with this. But this is the aftermath. Whatever you will see today is the aftermath. It's a little bit less than 2 days ago. That's when it happened. And we still don't have power. We have lost power as a result of this because a lot of electric poles have been toppled and the power has been lost. I'm going to walk to the beach and show you how the beach have suffered, how this massive storm has impacted the beach here. But the main part of this episode will be me describing to you the experience of someone who comes from Central Europe. I'm from the Czech Republic, as you guys probably know. And I will tell you what it was like for me, basically how I was scared and all that, right? So if you stick around, you will learn more about this unbelievable, I would call it an unbelievable and fascinating experience. I'm talking about it in an exciting way, but to be honest, it was really scary. And also my condolences to the people that lost their lives, homes, or family, or like family members or something like that. It really didn't happen much here in Vietnam, but there were some casualties, especially in in the Philippines. Yes, that's right. Because this typhoon, which is called Kalmeji, something along those lines, was really brutal. It was really brutal, and it first came to the Philippines about 5 or 6 days ago. I don't know exactly. And it ravaged the country, destroyed thousands of homes and killed, as far as I know, 188 people, which is incredible. And then it made its way to Vietnam, where I am. And we knew about this because meteorologists, they always have very precise information about this. They can forecast the movements of these massive typhoons. By the way, guys, I have to explain something to you. As I'm walking towards the beach, I can see that they have already been dealing with this sand situation on the road. You'll be able to see it behind me, because there was, the storm brought a lot of sand to the road. The beach is larger than it's supposed to be. There shouldn't be this many people here. There shouldn't be this much sand. The sand is supposed to be only on this side, but not there. And this was all caused by the storm. And you will see the trail of destruction it has left here on the beach the most, I would say, because, and this is 2 days ago, it was much worse yesterday. Should have recorded it yesterday, really. But I would like to talk to you about how it all started. So as I said, it came from Indonesia, and it was on Thursday, right? Thursday afternoon. No, actually, in the morning, the wind started picking up, maybe at 5 o'clock or so. And because I sleep in the morning, I actually myself woke up at 1 p.m. and the wind was already pretty strong, but it was nothing compared to what was yet to come, to be honest. And I had to teach a lesson at about 3 o'clock, at about 3 p.m. And by the time I finished the lesson, I was already a little bit worried about what was going to happen. As I told you, like, everybody knew about this, but you kind of never know how strong the wind is until it really arrives. So people were prepared. Everybody had been informed by the government and by the authorities that they should stay at home. They should get some water, right, in case some food inside, in case this creates some disruptions, like the power outage that really happened in the end, and all that. So, you know, I taught my lesson, and during this lesson, I was already going to I have like a studio apartment in this actually large building behind me. You can see it. It's a high-rise building on the 26th floor, yeah? And so I was there teaching my lesson in my apartment, and I have this sliding door which takes me to the balcony, and obviously I closed the door as much as I could. It's made of like tempered glass, you know, there's like tempered glass, so I was hoping it would last. But as I was teaching this lesson, I could hear the wind battering on that sliding door or window or what have you, and it was quite an experience. My student could see me getting worried throughout the lesson, and it was gradually getting worse. Yeah, it's like, imagine the wind is picking up its speed as you are getting to the center of the typhoon, or as the typhoon is approaching with its center, because that was exactly what was happening here. So typhoon is a type of wind. It's a type of storm which has its center, and around this center you have these twisting winds that create a massive sort of structure of winds which twist and twirl in a crazy way around this center, and the whole object, so to speak, is like moves, right? It moves in a direction and it lasts forever, several days. It's created on the ocean or in the ocean because of warm temperature of the ocean, and then I'm not an expert, you can Google it all, but it collides with a colder temperature in the air or something, and then it creates this atmosphere which basically, it's like a collision of temperatures, right? And then it creates this low pressure object, which is the eye of the hurricane or typhoon. Actually, hurricane, typhoon, some people call it cyclone, is the same thing, the same type of phenomenon, and it just has a different name based on the location where it appears. For example, hurricanes appear in the Atlantic Ocean, like Caribbean, around the USA, whereas typhoons here like in the Pacific Ocean, right? And then you have cyclones. I think that one is used in Australia, as far as I know, but it's tropical cyclones, but it's the same thing. So I'm talking about a typhoon mainly here, and this one was called Typhoon Kalmegi. You can Google it if you don't believe me. And yeah, so this typhoon was coming closer and closer, and so I finished my lesson, and about 15 minutes later, no power. I lost power completely. So I was not able to like switch on the lights. It started getting dark because it was 5 p.m. At 5 p.m. it slowly starts getting dark. So we lost power. And fortunately, there was some power inside the building because I live in that, I told you, in that high-rise building in the hotel room. It's like a hotel slash apartment building. So I'm renting an apartment there, right? And so inside that, they have a power generator, and that powers the lights inside the building and also the lifts, the elevators, and also downstairs people can charge their phone. So I'm not completely without power, but I cannot like use electricity. I cannot use my fridge. I cannot use my cooker. I cannot do much really inside my apartment. I have to charge my phone downstairs, bring it upstairs, all that. Yeah, so it was getting worse and worse. The wind was really strong, like especially the sort of the loudness, yeah, the how loud it was, the noise, right? It was so strong because it was obviously battering.
Holy shit! This is absolutely insane. Oh my goodness. When is it gonna end?
I was praying, not literally because I'm not religious, but metaphorically I was praying it wouldn't break the tempered glass, and you never really know because I've never been in a hurricane. And yeah, and then it was 5 o'clock, and that was just incredible. At one point I thought, oh, I had a brilliant idea. Let's record a short video for my sister to show her and her children what it's like to be trapped inside during a hurricane, right? And so I tried to open the sliding door, but I couldn't do it. There was so much pressure there that I was unable to actually open the sliding door. And so I put the phone down on my bed in order to use both of my hands, because I was doing it with one hand, wasn't successful. And I managed to do it. However, it was a bad idea because suddenly, obviously, there was a lot of draft and a lot of wind got inside, and also rain, because during this hurricane it also brings some rainfall, right? And so I realized it had been a mistake. I realized I'd made a mistake, and I tried to close the door and it couldn't do it. Oh my God. So I managed to close the sliding door. However, it was still leaking. It like water was getting from underneath the sliding door. I don't know what, how, but I was stupid in trying to do anything like that. And so it was all recorded in that video as well for my sister. And in the end, I had to put some towels to like close that little gap through which the water was getting in. It was all so strong, like the wind was so strong and powerful, unbelievable. Like this thing, guys, it's scary, really scary, but at the same time, it's kind of beautiful because it's nature, right? It's fascinating how strong, powerful, fierce, and what's the word for it? There's another word I'm looking for. But it's just, it's incredible what it can do and how you have to be careful not to mess with it, right?
This is the scariest day of my life. There's a hurricane raging outside. The wind is super, super strong. And as you can see, I saw a lightning flashing over there. There's a heavy rainfall outside, and the strength of the wind is just insane. Literally, my apartment is shaking. It's almost like an earthquake. And I closed my sort of windows. This is like my balcony window, but I didn't manage to close it completely. There's like a narrow gap, and it's bringing a lot of air in and some rain too. but I don't think I can do anything about it right now. So it's quite stressful situation. A lot of people are scared and praying that we survive this.
I closed the door and it was still getting stronger. We were still not in that worst situation yet. And that was the time when I genuinely started to get a little bit scared. I have to be honest with you, I was alone inside that apartment, someone who has never experienced anything like this before. Yes, there were some messages from people telling me what I should do, maybe some advice from the Vietnam authorities, like all that, but you never really know until it arrives, right? And I already knew what it had done in the Philippines. So as it was sweeping towards my city of Vinon, I was there huddled. Now I moved into the kitchen area because I have a studio, so I didn't want to be anywhere near the sliding door because that's where most of the sound was coming from, obviously, because it was battering that window and making this terrible noise. So it was like gusts, like there were very strong gusts, right? So the wind is one thing, it had a constant speed, but the gusts, I think they were going maybe over 150 kilometers per mile. So it was really per hour, maybe. I don't know if it's the imperial measurement or the metric measurement. I have no idea, but yeah, you can all Google it if you want to know the precise data, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for giving you this account, like sharing this experience with you. That's my job here today, I guess. And yeah, so I was there huddled, sitting on my chair. The power had been gone for a long time. Now even the operator, I'm using Viettel, which is I think the best one here in Vietnam. The operator stopped, like there was no signal, right? So I couldn't really send any more messages anymore. It was just like darkness, right? It was very dark, obviously, during this. No lightning, I saw maybe two light flashes of lightning. No thunder, it was just about the wind and a lot of rain, but the wind was the main thing. And so I was just sitting on the chair. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get out of the apartment because I know if I tried to open the window to get maybe like in the corridor, right? Or even go downstairs, it would be probably impossible because of the pressure, right? Because yes, there is a sliding door, but I think there was some tiny gaps through which the air was coming anyway. So there was a lot of pressure. So I wouldn't be even able to open that door, I think, at that point. Yeah, so all I could do was just play a game and pray it would end soon. So I played like an offline game that I had installed on my phone. It's called Solitaire. I don't know, maybe you know it. It's an old card game. And anyway, it's not important. What's more important is that at some point, when it was really, when I almost couldn't handle the noise and the stress, it was really stressful. It stopped. Suddenly it stopped. Out of nowhere, almost out of the blue, literally out of the blue, like it stopped. And you're like, what the hell? Is it over? Why is it so sudden? It happened all of a sudden. So I was like, oh, that was fast. So everybody okay? I looked around, I couldn't believe it that it stopped. So I went down, one of the elevators was working as well, which I thought I would have to go 26 floors, go by stairs, right? I thought I would have to go down, but I didn't. One of the elevators was working. It was a bit scary to go in because I thought like, oh, what if the wind has damaged the elevator? But it's in the middle of the building, so obviously it didn't. But I went down and there were people downstairs who were, sort of, you could see their worried faces and they were charging their phones there because, as I told you, the hotel had its power, even though the power in the whole city had been gone by this time. But also, I was able to see through the main entrance. They also have some sliding door there. The main entrance, there was like a narrow, they left a narrow gap and a wooden bar across it. Hello. Hi. The Vietnamese people, they really want to be in the video. They're saying hi to me. There's some boys playing in the sand. You can see like some trees are uprooted here. Yeah, this is what happens when a storm like this comes. And you can see a lot of debris on the beach, right? And these boys, of course, it's the weekend as well. And even if it wasn't the weekend, they would have a holiday now because of the storm. But yeah, just going back to the sudden and unexpected calmness, yeah, and also suddenly it was so much warmer. Like you could feel like maybe 5, 6, 7 degrees warmer. It almost felt like spring was coming. Really like this cool feeling of, oh, it's all over. It's like this relief and the stress. Can you imagine? So much stress and suddenly it's all over. But it came out of nowhere, out like unexpectedly. So I saw that gap. I wanted to get out, right? I was like, yeah, let me have a look what had happened here. Let me check the impact of the storm to see if everybody's okay. And I was even in this mood, like, maybe I could help people here, right? Yeah, I was trying to be helpful, but they said, the hotel staff said, no, you cannot go out. I was like, okay, I suppose the storm is still there, but I couldn't feel any wind. The sky was like clearly, and so I was a bit surprised, like they wouldn't let me out. Then I sent a message to my friend and she told me, oh my God, Zdenek, don't be fooled. The storm is not over. We are currently in the eye of the hurricane. We're in the eye, in the center of it. And I don't know how much you know about it, but hurricanes and typhoons, same thing as I said. Basically, they have its center and it's called the eye. It sounds a little bit like the Lord of the Rings, right? Or something like that, some sort of fantasy or science fiction movie. But it's true. And the eye is the calm part of the storm and it's right in the center. And it can be about 20 kilometers in diameter. So this calm is like lull before the storm, like you could say, like this calm period. It actually lasted for about 40 minutes, long time. But it was just such an incredible feeling, such an amazing experience. Also, now I understood from the message that my friend sent me that we are just in the middle of the storm. And it's gonna get worse again because basically the eye was passing right through my city. So we were right in the middle of it, right in the thick of it. And that could only mean one thing, that as it was moving away, we would have to get out of the eye again and into the storm, right? Actually, there's a loud digger. I think they're trying to clean the road. They're getting the sand out of the road, basically, right? Because the waves got like four, five, 6 meters high here because of the storm as a result. So it brought a lot of, it flooded the beach, right? And it brought a lot of sand, as I said. So, yeah, we were in the eye of the storm and that was just incredible, guys. That was unbelievable. And so what happens is if you study hurricanes or if you read something about it, watch videos, you can find a lot of stuff online. You will learn that around the eye, which is like, it's like a ring, right? It's a ring and it's called the wall of the eye. And the wall of the eye is where the most powerful storms are, where the most powerful winds are, and they form there. It's like the engine of the whole hurricane, of the whole structure. And basically that's what you have to cross. Like you have to get out of that eye, you have to go through that. So again, once again, it all happened like really suddenly. But at first I went up, right? And I went up to my apartment to get some water, have something like a quick snack. And the plan was that I would go down this time. I didn't want to stay alone in my room. I thought I've had enough of that. It was quite lonely there. It's time to just be amongst the people this time, the Vietnamese people. It's gonna make me less stressed, yeah. And I was right, of course, but oh my God, I can actually insert a video what it looked like from the hotel lobby. I can insert it here and show you. So this is the video I made as the storm came back and we experienced the second part of the typhoon. Here you go. So the strength of the wind, like incredible, right? It, flying objects everywhere. It was because, you know, a lot of sort of plasterboards came off. A lot of plasterboards came off the building and they were all flying in the objects. And they were like rooftops were destroyed. A lot of people lost their homes actually in this area. But especially, it's usually the poor people, right? The people that use cheap material, that cannot afford something better, and a lot of them just lost their homes. It's really tragic, you know? Like, if there is a way you could, like, help, like, send them some money, but you have to be careful because there's a lot of potential corruption in this area because there are always some bad people everywhere. Just send it to some kind of official site where, you know, this money will be really delivered to the right people. I'm going to do the same, actually. So just to help with the aftermath, right? Yeah. The wind was so strong that it blew off a lot of roofs, right? A lot of roofs, but it toppled trees and uprooted trees and some electric poles and all that. And we still have no power in the city, which is okay during the daylight. But after 6 o'clock, when it gets dark, it's just so dark here. It feels like the Middle Ages, right? It feels like I'm in the medieval times again, where like there was maybe some torchlight maybe, but that was about it. So yeah, I don't know what else is there to say, really. What I would suggest is just watching some more videos online, maybe reading some more stuff about it. And I think I'm doing this to show people the beauty of this, but also warn everyone against it. Like, don't take it lightly, don't underestimate it, whether you are an expat living in Vietnam or in any Asian country, or whether you are a local, you know. Sometimes we tend to underestimate these things. Maybe we have been through something similar, but all the Vietnamese people are telling me that they had never experienced a typhoon this strong. So it's common here, right? We are in the tropical zone. I'm living in the tropical zone, so it happens here. But because of global warming, things are getting worse, you know. For example, Vietnam is losing lots of its trees, lots of the forest because of like industrialization, right? And it's like they are making factories and they want to grow more plants and make more money. It's all business and more people. So they are destroying the forest. And unfortunately, that's a problem, especially because these typhoons also bring floods. Yeah, and then the water has nowhere to go because forests are a great sort of water reservoir. It soaks up a lot of that water that comes with that rain. So when a typhoon like this makes a landfall, which is a great expression to make a landfall, which means that it touches the shore, right? Then it brings a lot of water with it, like a lot of rain. And when the water has nowhere to go, actually here in Vietnam, people have suffered with floods a lot already, and a lot of people died. The death toll connected to this typhoon that I'm describing today was only 5 people, as far as I remember. But the floods took way more lives. They took way more lives before, and it was quite something, you know, quite something. Hundreds of lives were lost, I think, in the city of Hue, especially Hue and Hoi An as well, which is actually near Da Nang, where I used to live. So it's rather tragic. And also global warming, the activity of humans. There are global warming deniers, but sorry, guys, it's real. Science has confirmed it. And these phenomena, these natural disasters, will probably be more and more common. Also, I have to say, sometimes you have even tornadoes that can come out of these hurricanes. And I didn't see one, but it's possible that there were a few like local small tornadoes as well. Anyway, guys, yes, I was happy to be alive after this, and still don't have power, so hopefully that will be restored soon, and people will resume their normal lives here, which they have kind of already done anyway. I think Vietnamese people are quite tough because they have been through the war, and people in these countries where these natural phenomena occur, they are resilient, you know, they know this can happen, and they know it from the stories, from their families. This sort of information gets passed down the generations, right? It's normal here. But because of the global warming and the environmental change, things could get worse. So this is just a reminder to us that humans should look after nature a bit more than they do. I guess that's the message. That's the main message, that's the moral of this story. I don't know if there's a moral. I don't want to preach or anything like that. I just wanted to show you what it was like to be through a typhoon like that. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, don't forget to give this a like on the YouTube channel, on the Teachers Danek YouTube channel, where you can see the video. You might also be listening to this as a podcast. In that case, I'm just saying hi to you. And don't forget that I'm an English teacher, and I can help you with your English. You can hire me as your private tutor, or you can become a part of my group for high-level English learners.
Hi, I'm Helen. I like the Achievers Chamber because it's a nice place where I can learn in a friendly and supportive atmosphere.
For more information about the Achievers Chamber, go to teachersdenek.com.
Just read the information on my website, teachersdenek.com. And that's all for today from me. Thank you very much for watching and listening. And I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for listening. For more information, visit my new website, teachersdenek.com. where you can find out about my speaking group for high-level English learners called the Achievers Chamber, and download my free course, Unlocking Your English Potential, 8 Secrets to Fluency. That's teachersdenek.com.